Have a listen to this, Dave.
Hello, this is Pekka from Finland. I would like to know, what is the smallest thing that is possible to see with a microscope?
Okay, it depends on the kind of microscope. As we were talking about earlier, light behaves a bit like a wave. It has a wavelength. And it's very, very hard to see things smaller than the wavelength of the light, because you get interference effects. The waves interfere and it messes with your picture. So with not conventional microscopes, it's very hard to see anything less than the wavelength of light, which is about half a micrometer, so about a 2,000th of a millimeter. There are ways of doing things with light, which means you can get a little bit smaller than that using funky things or metamaterials, but they're really not common. If you want to get much smaller than that, you need to use something with a much smaller wavelength. And a common one to use is an electron, because although it's like a particle, it's also a wave, and the wavelength is much, much shorter. And therefore, you can see much, much smaller things, and you can actually see kind of big atoms with a normal electron microscope. And other forms of microscope involve dragging a tip, it's called a scanning tunneling electron microscope, and measure electric current going between your tip and the object, and you can measure down to definitely large atoms.
IBM iconically produced the letters IBM, I think it was 1990-91 time, by manoeuvring xenon atoms with a scanning tunneling electron microscope, didn't they? And I think I can't remember quite how many atoms they used, 40 or something, and it took them about 2 weeks to move these things around. But people were saying, this is the future of computing. There was also a story that got published in the middle of 2008. It was by a researcher at the University of California at Berkeley, Yannick Meyer. And this was a wonderful paper because they actually were able to see hydrogen atoms. So I think that probably qualifies as the smallest thing you could see, because that's the smallest thing, entity, an atomic level in the universe. The way they did this was they had a sheet of graphene, which is a single layer, one carbon atom thick of graphite. And they could drop molecules onto that surface and then scan across it with the scanning tunneling electron microscope and measure where it was interacting, the tip was interacting with the different atoms. And because the graphene is like a little pattern of chicken wire, it's very regular hexagon pattern, it's very easy to subtract that mathematically from whatever signature you pick up, so you can see any atomic species that were dropped on there. So they could see these little white dots that turned out to be hydrogen atoms. But if you put a big molecule, like a butane molecule that you burn in your lighter or something on there, you can actually see this zigzaggy chain of hydrocarbons. It's just absolutely phenomenal.